the Cayman Island National Bank, the president of Cayman Island National Bank came up to me and said, do you know Roxanne Emmerich? I said, of course I know Roxanne Emmerich. He said, can you get me an appointment on her schedule? I said, I think I can. He said, man, if you do that, I'll be so grateful. She is one of the top consultants and been the top consultant for the banking industry for many years. Her book, Profit Growth Banking, has been called the Bible of the successful banking business. She has a 20-year management consulting firm, Entrepreneur of the Year, has been featured in television, radio, and print ads and print articles over the years. And she has this new book called Thank God It's Monday. And she is a Speaker Hall of Fame inductee. She is noted by Sales and Marketing Management Magazine as one of the most requested speakers for instilling a bring-it-on attitude. She's written millions, hundreds of articles, and she's made millions of dollars. Now, that million was in my mind. She's made millions of dollars. And I'm honored to have her as a friend. I'm honored to have her on my show. And I'm going to tell y'all, folks, this is going to be a show that's going to change your life. Roxanne, are you there?
I'm here, Willie. Great to be here.
Well, it's an honor to have you, and I am so grateful that we could get you on your schedule because you're in the midst of a big media tour, media for this new book, Thank God It's Monday. And let me tell you, Roxanne, I've been reading this book the last few days. Woo-wee, you did it with this, girl. You did it with this book. This is an outstanding book. It's called Thank God It's Mondays, How to Create a Workplace You and Your Customers Love. And that's incredibly important because not only do your customers love your business, but you and the employees who are working within it love it. I've got about a minute. Real quick, Roxanne, why don't you tell people who Roxanne is in the next minute, and then we'll get into the book in the next segment.
Well, who Roxanne is, Willie, is this. I have been a stand for the last 20 years to transform businesses in powerful ways by transforming their people to get massive results that matter, that increase the top line and the bottom line, and specifically about getting people to live their word, do what they say they're going to do, think with better clarity, and get things done that matter in a powerful way by being consumed with being phenomenal for the customer and being focused on customer success.
Wow. Well, that's exactly what you do, and that's how you have done it. And you've been able to be a winner in the financial industry and the banking industry. You are the queen of banking. Everybody who in the speaking business knows that there's a banking issue or a banking client. The ones I've done, they all know Roxanne Emmerich, and you've been able to build that brand. But also, you now have this book, and we're going to talk about this book. And folks, I want you to pull out a piece of paper and a pencil because we're going to give you some information on how you can start to create wealth-building entrepreneurial and corporate enterprises by using these principles. You're listening. You just stay tuned because you're listening to Willie Jolly on XM 169, The Power. I got my friend Roxanne Emmerich on, and we'll be right back because we got a lot more for you. Hey, hang in there, and remember, the best is yet to come. Fighting for your dreams. This is a time when winners are made. During tough economic times, you got to keep going after the dream, the goal, and never stop. I'm telling you, I know it's hard. I know it's tough. But those who keep kicking are those who achieve great success. You can go through the annals of time that all successful people had to fight for their dreams. They had to fight for their goals, and they had to keep going in spite of the challenges. And that's why I'm glad that you're listening to this show today, because I've got a lady who has fought against the challenges of being a female in a male-dominated industry, and she's become one of the top performers and top highly respected top performers as well as top producers in the banking industry. And now she has a book to help you, whether you're in the banking industry, in the financial industry, in the trucking industry, in the teaching industry, to have a business where people are excited about coming to work. And, you know, that's strange. I spoke for the American Heart Society, and they said that the number one time for people to have heart attacks in America is between 6 and 9 a.m. on Monday mornings, where people have to get up and go to jobs they can't stand, they hate. Yet, in this book, it tells you how to create a workplace, a culture, where people are looking forward to coming to work on Monday mornings, and how if you create that kind of culture, you will create people who will produce more, who perform better, and who will help you become more profitable. And that was a wow. I'm telling you, folks, this is the incredible book. It's called Thank God It's Monday. And I love this book, and I love the concept, and I love the author. Her name is Roxanne Emmerich. Roxanne, are you there?
I'm here, Willie.
Thank you for being on with us today. Now, look here, Roxanne, let's talk about the book. This book is incredible. What drove you to write the book? And let's talk about the book, and particularly this Bring It On attitude concept.
Well, I remember when I had my first job, Willie, in the banking industry. I started as a commercial lender back before they had women who'd had those jobs. And I thought they passed a memo around before I got there that said, check your personality at the door. Everybody had pinstripes in their eyeballs, for goodness sakes. Nobody could have any fun. And, you know, and what bothers me, Willie, is every one of us remembers that first day of work when our shoes were shined and we were looking good and we had those high intentions of what we were going to make happen and we were committed to something magnificent and having our life be about contribution and service and significance. And then about 3 weeks into the job, we discover we work with a bunch of dweebs. all these people who don't get it, the whiners, the complainers, the gossips, the, you know, all the yuck stuff, the energy vampires that just suck us dry every day.
I think everybody can relate to that. Yeah.
Oh, can't we all? And so this book is to show people how to make the energy vampires go away and how to get back on some massive results again so that you get fulfilled through your work, where you kick some butt and take some names. I mean, when was the last time somebody called home and said, honey, today I performed average? I mean, we don't do that. We call home when we did something amazing and we feel great about it. And this book is about how to feel great about it again.
Wow. Well, you definitely hit it. And you tell stories about two companies that are similar, but one company is prospering in a down market, and the other one is ready to let go of people, is trying to cut to the bone, and can't figure out what is the secret. And they learn that the one company who's prospering has people who are having fun. They're enjoying work. They're coming to work fired up. Now, what made the difference? Talk about it, Roxanne.
Well, here's the big thing, Willie. Everybody has this bizarre concept that fun has no correlation to profit. But when you look at like Southwest Airlines, here's a company that for 30 years in a row was the highest performing stock of all in all industries. And here's a company in an industry that they didn't get the memo. They should be filing for bankruptcy every couple of years. They missed something big, or didn't they? And so what they figured out was that fun is not frivolous, and that you can get massive results by getting people attentive to be all about the work that they do, so that their heart and their soul and all of their skills come to work every day. And so we, over the last 20 years, I've been working with companies. Some are already in the top performing within their industries, and some are completely in trouble. And we turn them around very significantly. We've had companies that hadn't grown more than 2% a year that grew 35% within 30 days. And that's not an anomaly. We do that over and over and over again. And that's before we show them a marketing or sales or a leadership skill set. All we're teaching them is how to treat each other in the workplace and how to treat customers, but in a no BS kind of way.
Well, what about this bring it on attitude? Tell me about this bring it on attitude. I love that.
Well, I mean, the typical thing is when you ask somebody in the workplace how to do, if they can do something, they tell you why they can't. And then you ask them again for something else, and they'll tell you why they can't do that. Well, it doesn't take long, and your heart is just kicked flat by the whole deal. And so a bring it on attitude is you know, go leap over that tall building in a single bound. Okay, don't know how to do that. I'll figure that out. Let's get all over that. Mm. It's that kind of attitude that feels unstoppable. And deep inside every one of us, we all want to be powerful in our lives. But somebody kicked it out of us. And what this book is about is getting it kicked back into us again so that we can be the one that transforms the culture, be the one that gets everybody around us who's not getting it to get it, and stop the people who are completely sucking us dry of every thread of our energy from doing the dysfunctional behaviors that do that. And this is even if you're not the CEO or even a manager. We've had receptionists and janitors who've completely turned around their organizations just by understanding these concepts.
Wow, ain't that the truth. Now, what's the kick butt kickoff strategy? I like that kick butt kickoff strategy. And I believe every business needs the kick butt kickoff strategy. What's that?
It is a one-day event where we work with the managers in the afternoon, and then after the business closes in the evening, we get everybody who is important to the organization, from the front line all the way up through the board of directors and the janitors, you name it, everybody in the room at the same time, and we make some serious commitments. We get them to realize how ridiculous their shooting wildly for mediocrity is. We get them to understand how ridiculous all those passive-aggressive and behaviors and the excuses and the whining and the gossip, how very demoralizing that is to our souls, and we get them to agree to stop that stuff, and we make some massive agreements about how we're going to blow customers away with service and beyond just the friendly stuff, but like really being about customer success. Mm. And literally, for 20 years, without exception, I'll hear the word miracle the next day. They'll say, our customers walk in the next day, and they say, what just happened here? It's a whole different place. We had a little bank down in Texas in a small town. The people in the small town all heard about it the next day and started all walking into the bank because everybody was talking about how different the bank was that had been there for decades and decades. But within one day, all of a sudden, they come alive, and wouldn't you know, the numbers shot through the roof.
Wow. Now, you know, we talk about creating workplaces, and some of the people who are listening might have a business where they have employees, but some of them might be working in a business where they are not the boss, but they can make a difference. And throughout your book, you talk about how people who within the organization can make a difference, as well as creating a workplace where the employees and the customers love to be a part of it. Now, that's hard right now because we got all this talk about layoffs and downsizing and all of that. How do you talk about that in these challenging times?
That's exactly why we need to be getting in front of people to get this message out. It's the very layoffs happen because, well, let me give you an example, Willie. We have a bunch of clients that stay with us year after year after year, and we can only take so many on at a time, and we get pretty close to saturation on that. But about a year and a half ago, I called every one of the CEOs that are with us in a full program, and I said, hey, there's this recession thing coming, and we'll be hearing a lot about it, and your employees may get disheartened about it, so please make sure that in your beginning of the year announcements that you send to all employees, that you let them know that the rest of the world intends to participate in a recession, but we didn't sign up.
Mm-hmm.
Not our game. Okay, so we're going to give 10 times more value than the cash that we receive, and people will be the path to our door, and we will be fluid. So here, a lot of those clients are in the banking industry. Now, yesterday's Wall Street Journal, $599 billion losses is what they're expected. Our banks are making money like they've never made money before. I talked to a whole bunch of them yesterday. We're talking about best quarter ever again. And not by doing the funky stuff, just core business of taking care of customers. And if we can do it in the banking industry, I mean the most staid and boring industry of all industries, it can be done anywhere.
So you got actual examples of people who have grown their businesses in these downtimes.
Oh, we've got example after example. In fact, even in the book, there's little notes from some of our clients talking about we had one bank that within the first year of working with us, they hit every goal in every market and every product line without exception, and in most cases, doubled every one of those. And I just talked to the CEO yesterday, and again, just had a record quarter again. And here, you know, they didn't get the memo.
They didn't get the memo.
Apparently.
Ain't that the truth? Or they have made the decision not to, what I call, willingly participate in this bad news, gloom and doom, downtime philosophy. You've got it going on. That's the truth. Well, we've got more to to come with you because I want to get more into this book as well as talk about how you can help people who are struggling financially to get past the wealth building fears and realize this is a time for building wealth. So folks, stay tuned. Tell Lottie, Dottie, and everybody, turn on the radio and get ready for more information about wealth building because I got my friend Roxanne Emmerich, the queen of mean banks and lean banks, to make it happen on the line. You're listening to XM 169, The Power with Willie Jolly, and I want you to know the best is yet to come. And we're back. Are you afraid of flying? Are you afraid of taking a chance and really starting to soar? Last week I was in Minneapolis, and as I said earlier, I was in Minneapolis for the Speaker Hall of Fame and the Certified Speaking Professional Summit, where we think about million-dollar ideas, and I heard Roxanne Emmerich talk about how she has built this million-dollar company and some of the strategies she's used. And I want to, before I talk about that, I want to share this affair of flying. The next day I stayed an extra day because my cousin, her husband, is a pilot. He's a retired pilot from Northwest Airlines, so I spent the night with her. And the next morning, we went to his hangar to look at some of his aircraft. And while we were there, he said, look, this is my plane I just finished restoring. It's a World War II 1942 British Army training airplane. How would you like to go up and fly it? I said, what? He said, let's go up and take a ride. I said, you better believe it. So we got on the runway, and around the runway were all these trees, so you couldn't see that far. But then he took off. And above the runway, about 100 feet or 200 feet or 300 feet, I don't know, 500 feet above, you could see the Mississippi River. You could see other parts of other states. It was incredible. And then he said, Willie, you want to fly it yourself? I said, yeah. He let me take the wheel, and I flew it. It was incredible. And I say that because I might have been afraid to fly and afraid to look at all those glorious sights if I hadn't just overcome my fears and thought looking at the possibilities. And that's why I'm glad I've got Ms. Roxanne Emmerich on, because she talks about in this book, Thank God It's Friday, how to get past your fears, how to get past your limiting beliefs and create some businesses, as well as to create some profitable enterprises for people who might not be working in a company. And so one of the things I want to say to everybody, get this book. It's called Thank God It's Monday. It's by Roxanne Emmerich, E-M-M-E-R-I-C-H. And speaking of people who are making things happen, I always have to give a shout out to our sponsor, the Inheritance Group. They help you save money, make money, and leave more money for future generations. To learn more about the Inheritance Group, visit them online at www.inheritancegroup.com, www.inheritancegroup.com, or call them toll free at 888-365-5265, and I'll be speaking for them next weekend at their conference. Now, Roxanne, I'm going to jump back into this book again because I was so amazed. One thing I had to dog ear, and this is something I wanted to just make a point of. Folks, this is a good point. In the book, she said, results rock. She said, don't tell me about the labor pains. Show me the baby. That is incredible, because most people, they focus on the pains, not realizing that what the real deal is the baby, or the result of all the pains. And a mother, as you are a mother, and happy Mother's Day to you, Roxanne. But as a mother, you know that it's not just about the pains. The pains were the process to get to the baby. Am I right about it?
That's right, and it's all about where our focus is. If we say we're going to go get some results, and no excuses are allowed, which means when I hit the brick wall, we just have to find our way around the brick wall or under the brick wall or over the brick wall, but we're going to go through that brick wall, but we're going to go get those results.
And that's what
the power we've lost in the United States today, and that's why we're in a recession, is nobody's thinking that way anymore.
It's about the results, and you've done that well in this book. Now, let's look at the reality is people are being laid off. Sometimes the left ones behind are miserable. How can we help them?
Well, that's such an important point right now, because what happens, and if you look at the research about this, when they do layoffs, then the next layoffs usually happen, and the next layoffs, and so usually it's pretty predictable more will come. Well, the reason why that happens is because after there's layoffs, everybody gets nervous and everybody goes into fear. Nobody goes into love. There's essentially two emotions that every decision and every action is built on. I mean, there are other derivatives of those two emotions, but they're love and they're fear. Nothing good ever comes out of making decisions out of fear. And yet those who are left behind go into fear wondering, will I be next? Will I be next? Heck, when you have the job, dance your dance and have some fun and make and kick some butt and make some things happen, because then you'll be employable and you'll be the first one out of the unemployment line. It's the ones who go into the unemployment line because they lost hope and they gave up and they stopped contributing. That's why they went into the unemployment line. In so many cases, is because, you know, if a company can, they will always keep those people who are creating massive ROI. I mean, it's a typical business decision, and so our job is to always be in that place where we're creating huge results with everything that we do.
So the great people, when you want to stay employed, one of the secrets, according to Roxanne, and I agree wholeheartedly, is become a person who gives more than they're paid to give, do more than they're paid to do, because that's one of the secrets to long-term employability is being excellent and being a person who people say, I won't pay myself before I let that person go. Am I right about it?
That's right. It's about taking a stand.
Right. Now, we learn a lot from your banks, and you've been a banking expert, but what can we learn that banks do well that maybe we can learn from as entrepreneurs? What are some of the things? We've heard all the bad news about banks and this time of bank buyouts, but there's some things that over the years banks have done well. What are some of those things?
Well, it's the same as every industry. I mean, one division of my company works with banks, so we work with all different companies. And what I'm looking for is people who want to create a massive breakthrough. On a 1 to 10 scale, how committed are they? On a 1 to 10 scale, are they a 10? Are they committed to having the breakthrough? If they have that mentality, they're going to go, because I can show them the tools and the ideas about how to move. I can get them the systems to get them going. I can get the rest of their people to come along. But until we throw our hearts over the bar to make it happen, nothing happens. So there's a small group in the banking industry that are just nailing it. They are so far above their competitors right now. They are growing and prospering, and no one else can figure out what is going on with them. And they really don't have a clue, because they're still into their story of why they can't.
Okay, you're absolutely right. Now, you know, we know there aren't any quick fixes. But what's the game plan? What's the game plan for results that an individual, a company, a person who's listening to me right now can take over the next 30 to 90 days and turn their lives around?
Well, there's lots of pieces. You know, I grew up in a small town in Wisconsin on a dairy farm back during the last really huge recession. And I remember all the neighbors that my father would spend time with talking about how awful it was and how they were going to go into foreclosure. And they all supported each other in the concept of victimhood. You're right, ain't it awful, ain't it awful, ain't it awful. And I remember having a defining moment when I was at the feed mill with my dad, watching that conversation happening, thinking, I'm not going to live my life that way. I'm going to go make things happen. I'm not going to buy into the excuses. I'm not going to surround myself with people who go, yes, you poor thing, you're right, ain't it awful. And so the most important thing we can do is we got to step up and create an attitude, choose an attitude that will serve us better, to feel unstoppable. And, you know, and we all have low self-esteem. It's just a matter of the degree to which that's the extent. And so the best way through that self-esteem that causes that self-sabotaging behavior is to get about making a difference for other people. When we step up and go, hey, I don't care if I start in the mailroom, I'm going to go be the best darn mail clerk they ever saw, you'll be the CEO in a couple of weeks the way things are going, because
that's right.
There are so few people who choose to stand up these days. And I'm about, I mean, what I want to make happen in my lifetime is to get people standing up for who they are and making the difference again.
I love that. So the quick fix is, it ain't no quick fix. The quick solution to this is making up your mind. You're not going to buy in to the victim mentality. You're not going to buy into the gloom and doom. You're not going to buy into the commiserating about how bad the economy is. But you're going to look at the opportunities that are all around you and start to make some stuff happen. Now, suppose a CEO says, I can't worry about having fun. These people having fun in my job. I got to worry about the bottom line.
Here's my question for that CEO is, can you afford not to? What other path will get you there faster? Because when people are having fun, and I'm not just talking about goofy kind of fun with putting clown noses on, I'm talking about fun, about making things happen and celebrating those things. And we teach our clients how to do daily huddles where you're celebrating the successes and quarterly celebrations that are wild, ruckus, crazy, parties with loud music and decorations and people doing bizarre skits and fun and everybody high-fiving everybody else as they get their awards that are driven by the values they stand for and the results they define they're going to go create. That's fun. And so who can afford not to have that kind of fun right now? Would you rather have people be miserable, sitting behind their desk, talking about why they can't do something because they don't have enough time and all those excuses? I don't think so. I think those days are over.
Wow. So let me deal with the elephant in the room right now. We're in the most difficult economic environment that we've seen in our lifetime. And many people are struggling. Many people are going through tough times. What are you telling your clients? What are you telling your friends? What are you telling your family members? How do you get through these tough times?
What I'm saying is these are great times of opportunity. If you look at history, it's the recessions and the depressions when people pull ahead. This is the time to get your skill set going and start implementing something and get going. And the key is that you have to step into the courage of it, not do crazy things. You don't go quit your job right immediately and go do something that has no chance of having an ROI. I'm not talking about that, but I am talking about watching the horizon for the opportunities. Okay, what possibilities are available in real estate right now? What possibilities? I mean, right now there are so many people trying to unload stuff. It's a great time to buy. You don't even have to have money to buy things because everybody else is so underwater that you can come in and kind of break even. You can talk your way into some things. There are small business owners who will sell you their business right now just to get out from underneath it, who you can just, you know, make payments to that small business owner and you'll have a business already. I mean, there are so many opportunities. I don't let my clients use the word problem. We refer to everything as an opportunity for a breakthrough. It's all about the language.
I love it. It is opportunity, and it is breakthrough time, and it is time for winners to be made. You know what? This is some good stuff. Folks, I want you to get this book, Thank God It's Monday. Go. Where can they get it, Roxanne?
They can get it all over the place, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Borders, CEO Reed, your book, the bookstores, and the independent bookstores, airport stores. And I think it's important, when you go, buy one for yourself, buy one for a colleague where you want to be partnering together to go create the breakthrough within your organization, but buy one for that friend of yours who just hates their job.
Hold on there. We're going to come back to that because we got a few more minutes, but I want y'all to stay tuned. I got some big stuff with Roxanne coming in the next segment. You're listening to XM 169, The Power. This is Willie Jolly, and the best is yet to come. Right, you're listening to XM 169. This is Willie Jolly, and I'm motivated, highly motivated. And I want to thank the Inheritance Group for sponsoring this hour. You can save money, make money, leave money for future generations, for your children and children's children. To learn more about the Inheritance Group, visit them online at www.inheritancegroup.com or call them toll-free at 888-365-5265. 888-365-5265. Well, you're listening today to my show, and this is my interview with Thank God It's Monday author Roxanne Emmerich. I'm predicting this is going to be a New York Times bestseller. I want everybody to go and get a copy of this book because it's so profound. It's just an easy read. It's a lot of fun. It makes so much sense. Roxanne, where can they get this book again? I had to cut you off last time, but say it again. Where can they get this book?
They can go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Borders, CEO Reed, independent bookstores, airport bookstores. It's everywhere.
And how about your website? Because you got a lot of stuff on your website. It's busting with stuff.
They should come to thankgoditsmonday.com. They can pick up the book. In fact, they should go right there. It'll tell them all the different places they can get the book. But there's a wonderful thing that they can do when they're on the site. We can give them a free Thank God It's Monday 1-minute audio session every Monday morning. Our clients go nuts over it. They talk about how it makes all the dysfunctional behaviors go away.
Did you say free? Oh, did you say the word F-R-E-E?
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
It's a free audio every Monday?
Every Monday.
Lord, I love that.
And a lot of our clients, they use it every Monday morning. They pull together a huddle. have all their employees listen to get to it together, and they learn things like how to not have excuses, how to deal with somebody who is being passive aggressive, how to get something done against impossible odds, how to get more done in less time. I mean, basic things we all need to know to be able to kick some butt and take some names and really make something happen.
Wow, I love it. Now, can they sign up for that on your website?
They can go right to thankgoditsmonday.com, and it's right there.
Thankgoditsmonday.com, Roxanne Emmerich. Now, look, folks, I just want you to get a couple. I want you to get at least 4 or 5 copies of this. 4 or 5 copies, and give one to the people in your organization, but give one to, if you're a business owner, get one for some of your trucker buddies or some of your entrepreneur buddies or some of your doctor friends, because this is going to transform your workplace, and this will transform the culture. And even in these tough times, you can see your business go up like other clients who are spoken about through this book. And I know from personal experience, as I said earlier in the show, I was in Cayman Islands. Cayman National Bank brought me in for their big weekend, and they're gonna do an event for the youth and an event for the community, and then I would speak for the banking employees. And the president, as soon as I got off the plane, he said, "Do you know Roxanne Emmerich?" I said, "Of course I know Roxanne." He said, "Can you get me an appointment with her? Because I want to meet her. I've heard about how she turns banks around." Or how about Industrial Bank here in Washington, D.C., where I spoke for their folks, and they talked about Roxanne. This lady gets results. And that's why I want you to get the book, because if you're serious about results and you're serious about growing your business, you need to have this in your library. You need to read it, and then you need to get some copies for your friends and loved ones. Well, we've got a few minutes left in the interview, Roxanne. A couple things I want to talk about, and I want to get back on this economy thing, because you talked about languaging, and you also talked about the fact of not getting a victimhood mentality. But, you know, people are really struggling. A lot of people lost their homes, lost their cars, lost their jobs, and they're now struggling through this economy. And, you know, the gloom and doom is taking over. What are you telling people? Here's how you get through it. Here's some strategies that you personally use to get through the tough times. What are you telling your folks?
Well, I wouldn't have any credibility in that, Willie, if I wouldn't have been through the struggle myself. But I came from extreme poverty. My dad gave me $20 and said, "Have a great time in college."
Wow.
And so I put myself through, paid all the tuition, always had at least 3 jobs. I always took 19 credits because it was the same cost as 12 back then. And so I worked and worked and worked and worked. And I remember having those moments where there was just no money and wondering how to survive. And so I've been there, and I get that. And I know that there are sacrifices, and I know what hard feels like. So I'm not telling you something Pollyannish that's ridiculous, but what I am saying is, you can't give up hope. You have to just keep seeing the possibility and push for the possibility and step back in. You know you were called to something bigger than this. And so don't buy into the story that it's just this hard, because it can be for other people who have not figured this piece out. And that doesn't mean the first thing you're going to apply for is going to work. It doesn't mean the second thing. But if you're up to your 85th interview, you're going to get something. And then when you get in there, apply the principles in this book, and you'll be running the joint before long.
I love that. And that I love. You might have to go to 85, 90 interviews, send out hundreds and hundreds of resumes. You might have to make phone calls and people slam the door. But once you get in, you give them something they ain't never seen before. Am I right about it, Roxanne?
Yeah, that's so right. One of my clients, this gal came in as a bookkeeper, didn't even have a college degree. And when I started working with that particular organization, she was the assistant to the president. It was a billion-dollar organization. They had been struggling and struggling. She followed the system. Quickly, the guy who was in charge said, "Well, why don't you just run this?" He made her the president. And then now she's the CEO of one of the highest-performing banks in the country.
Wow.
And now all it took was getting about the culture, getting the people being massively committed to making a difference for their customers. It's just that easy. It's not rocket science. Everybody wants to make everything into rocket science. Forget the spreadsheets. It's not in the spreadsheets. It's in the spirit.
It's in the spirit. My goodness. Folks, this is good stuff. Get this book. Thank God it's Monday. My friend Roxanne Emmerich. Roxanne, if you could give us a couple core ideas that you could leave us with, what would they be?
I would say decide to have it all. Decide to have fun. Decide to choose the joy. You know, even with all the things going on around you, choose joy. Choose joy every minute. You know, you can have your wah-wah-wah session for a few seconds, but I hope you surround yourself with people who won't let you stay there, who will say, "Okay, enough of that. What are you going to do about it?" And so get about doing something of service, and I guarantee you everything will go right.
Wow. people who will push you and encourage you. That's what you got to get around, good, positive, uplifting people, don't you?
You know, we always have that choice, don't we, Willie?
Yes, we do.
There are people who suck us dry and people who build us up. And, Willie, you're as far from needing antidepressants as anyone I've ever met. You're the dude about making things happen. And you know what, Willie? That's something that you chose.
That's right.
You could be miserable, too.
That's exactly right. Now, let me tell you real quick. I'll tell you this. My car burnt up this week. My wife's Mercedes-Benz caught on fire this week while we were in Bible study on Tuesday night. She had been driving it all week. It burnt up. They came and said, "Your car is on fire." We ran outside. The firemen were chopping out the windows trying to get to the fire. And everybody ran out and they stood around and said, "Stand back. It might explode." And the pastor came out and he said, Willie, I'm so sorry." And I said, "Pastor, a setback is nothing but a setup for a comeback. This just meant it's time for a new car. Come on, somebody." That's the kind of energy that this book gives, and that's why I love having people like Roxanne. I've had the best and the brightest in the world on this show, and this is just another example of somebody who will help you change your life. Well, folks, we got to end this interview. I'm having so much fun with Roxanne. Roxanne, we might have to get you back on at some point in time and talk more. If this book hits number one on the New York Times bestseller list, which I'm predicting it will, we'll have to get you on so you can tell people how you did it, because, see, there's a lesson to learn in every process. Am I right about it?
And I'm learning so much. It's a wonderful thing. The book hit number 16 before. It's not even in all the bookstores yet. It's in most of the bookstores, but not all of them. It hit 16, even though it's not fully supposed to be into all the bookstores for a couple weeks yet. So, yippity-skippity.
All right. Well, it's good. Well, we close with these last few thoughts about Roxanne and last minute. What do you just want to go out on and tell people what they should be thinking?
I'd say choose the joy, have some fun, kick some butt, take some names, remember who you are.
Woo! That does it. I love it. And, folks, I want you to go to Thank God It's Mondays. It's Monday. ThankGodIt'sMonday.com. ThankGodIt'sMonday.com. Sign up for your Monday morning audio and look at some of the books and tapes that Roxanne has on there. Also, you got an event coming up sometime, too. I want to make sure people know about that.
I want people to know there's a special program we're doing this year in October called Lead the Transformation. And there's another one that we're doing called Permission to be Extraordinary, just for CEOs and executives that really want to have a huge push through. And people tell us it saves their marriages, it saves their lives, and their businesses completely turn around. We take your brain, slap them against the wall, and rebuild you again from scratch to make sure that the stuff that's been holding you back gets out of the way.
Wow, and there's a lot of stuff that holds people back, and there are lots of opportunities, and there are a lot of times right now when you can start to turn your life around and turn your future around and start to become a wealth builder, not just for you, but for your children, your children's children, and your children's children's children. I love what T.D. Jakes says. He says, you should live a life so much so that when your time comes to die, that generations will pass, and at times that we haven't even conceived in our mind, but generations way down the road, some child who will be the child of a child of a child of a child of mine will walk into a living room, look at a picture of me on the wall and say, thank you, great, great granddaddy, for what you did back then so I can have the kind of life I'm living now. Am I right about it?
That's perfectly true.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I know you've got a house full of young folks tomorrow who will celebrate Mother's Day with you. And we all want to say happy Mother's Day to you and all the mothers across America. And Roxanne, I want to thank you for being my guest.
I've had a ball. Thanks so much, Willie.
You are the absolute best. And folks, again, it's Thank God It's Monday. It's available in your local bookstore and local independent bookstore or major bookstore, and also Amazon and all the other online. And then go to thankgodismonday.com so you can get your free audio. Folks, you are listening to XM 169 across America from border to border, coast to coast. This hour was brought to you by the Inheritance Group, and they will help you make money, save money, leave money for future generations. Learn more about the Inheritance Group at theinheritancegroup.com or call them toll free at 888-365-5265. Thank you, Roxanne.
Thanks, Willie.
Love you.
Love you too, man.
All right. Talk to you soon. Folks, stay tuned. You got more to come. This is Willie Jolly on XM 169 across America. And I want you to know for sure the best is yet to come. I knew that this was not where I was meant to be.